Advocates for the Forever Wild Forest Preserves in the Adirondacks and Catskills are trying to spread the word about two ballot propositions in the November elections. They're for one of the proposals, but against the other. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt went to the Adirondacks to find out more.
We walk up the trail to the summit of Hadley Mountain in the southern Adirondacks, fallen leaves crunching underfoot. The wind picks up a bit as we climb up the fire tower for the panoramic view.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at the most marvelous combination of balsam fir and northern hardwood trees on a ridgeline that stretches north. And from here, from the fire tower, we can see the high peaks of the Adirondack Park.
David Gibson is with Adirondack Wild, which advocates for the preservation of the Adirondacks and Catskills forest land. He says the scene of seemingly endless mountains is one of the reasons why his group is against Proposition 1 on the ballot. It would open the state's entire constitution to review in a constitutional convention. Gibson worries that the Forever Wild clause for the state's forest preserves, established in the 1890s under Article 14 of the Constitution and championed by Theodore Roosevelt, could be weakened or even dismantled in a hastily convened convention.
I'm not convinced that a convention coming together for a short time can really deliberate properly about these matters. And I think the dangers and the risks of the forest preserve outweigh the benefits.
But Adirondack Wild, along with other preservation groups, does support another measure on the ballot, Proposition 3. It offers a way around current restrictions in the Forest Preserve rules that make it difficult to do things like repair and build safer bridges and expand broadband internet through cable lines. It would create a land bank of 250 acres. Small acreages could then be withdrawn from the Forest Preserve if construction or power line workers need a small amount of land along state, county, and town roads to complete their projects.
You can put in a water supply system along those highways if it's absolutely necessary to a locality. You can put in a bike path if it's really, really desired in the right of way. You can bury utilities in the highway.
Mm-hmm. That's something you can't do now.
Today, because it's Forest Preserve, underneath the road, you can't do it today.
Currently, even a project like relocating a bridge by a couple of hundred feet requires a separate amendment to the Article 14 Forever Wild clause. There is rare unity in support of Proposition 3. Business groups and local government leaders, who are not always on the same side of the preservation groups on other issues, also support the measure. Gibson argues that Proposition 3 is an example of why a full constitutional convention is unnecessary. There are two ways of changing the state's constitution. One, the full-blown convention. The other is by proposing each change separately. He says Proposition 3 follows the second route. It was carefully crafted by the legislature with the input of a variety of stakeholders, then considered for a vote by two consecutively elected state legislatures before being presented to voters.
I think that's the kind of model we should continue to follow.
Supporters of holding a constitutional convention say opponents are not giving the public enough credit, and that opening up the entire convention to revision would bring many more benefits to the state. Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says the state would not even have the Forever Wild provisions if not for a constitutional convention back in 1894.
Forever Wild was put in during a convention, and in the last nine conventions we've had a lot of good stuff come out of those conventions.
Gibson and other backers of Proposition 3 say the measure faces some challenges. The language on the ballot is somewhat confusing, and there's organized opposition to Prop 1, which would allow for the constitutional convention. Unions and gun rights groups, among others, are urging their members to show up at the polls and vote no on Proposition 1. There's concern that those same voters may just vote no on Proposition 3 as well. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.